Welcome to Meet the Candidates, a public service of WTZQ Radio and Timeless Media Incorporated. This is a platform to hear from candidates who have filed for the Henderson County municipal elections to be held on November the 5th. Now, here is your Meet the Candidates host, former publisher of the Hendersonville Times News and director of Vision Henderson County, Ruth Burge.
Welcome to Meet the Candidates. I'm your host, Ruth Burge. In the WTZQ studio today, we have Ann Coletta. Ann is the candidate for Flat Rock Village Council, District 2. Welcome.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me. And I thank WTZQ for doing this.
Great. We're glad you are here. Tell me a little bit about Ann.
Well, I have been a year-round resident in Flat Rock for 9 years, but I grew up coming to Flat Rock in the summers with my family. My mother's family has had a Flat Rock connection since the 1850s, so Flat Rock has really been a part of my life.
Oh, my.
And when my husband and I were ready to retire, this is where we wanted to come. So we moved here, built a house. Our son ended up at Chapel Hill. Yay. And we've just been loving it ever since.
Great. Yeah, we all love it here. That is absolutely for sure. Tell me why you're running for village council.
Well, I served on the council from 2013 to 2017, and I'm running again because I care about the village, its past and its future. There are several areas that I'm a little concerned about the direction that the village is taking. The first is fiscal responsibility. Several council members in council meetings have talked about the fact that they feel that the residents of Flat Rock are undertaxed. And that's concerning to me because I haven't seen any discussion of what that means in terms of raising taxes or what that money would be for. So that's one area. The other is a concern about the general area of transparency. We have been dealing in Flat Rock with the North Highland Lake Road project, which has been something that people have been very involved in. And in researching the origins of that project last year, I discovered that decisions about that with significant impacts were made by one or a few council members without notifying the rest of the council. And that's just not the right way to govern. So I think we need to have processes in place so that everyone knows how council decisions are made, council members and the community at large. And I also am concerned about the village and supporting our constitutional rights, specifically our First Amendment right of freedom of speech. I'm part of a group called the Cultural Landscape Group. And last year, we made available to property owners to put on their own property yard signs about the North Highland Lake Road project. The village immediately requested that those come down. We said that we didn't think that that was correct and presented some Supreme Court cases to them to see about amending our sign control ordinance in the village. That request was made several times, and we never really had a response from the village. So earlier this year, they sent out violation notices to property owners, and we felt compelled to take legal action on that. In taking legal action, we did not ask for and we will not receive any monetary settlement. And in the court filings, the village did admit that they were wrong, that the sign control ordinance is unconstitutional and must be amended. And so our legal counsel is actually helping the village with that at no cost to the village. So I feel that our council should be protecting our constitutional rights, not ignoring or suppressing them.
Okay. Let's go back for just a second. You talked about the transparency.
Yes.
What would you do differently about the transparency side? You said that there were some things that happened that you didn't approve of.
Well, when I was first on the council in 2013, part of what you learn as a council member is that no decisions can be made by an individual member. Things come before the council, and it's discussed and deliberated, and a vote is taken, and you might not always agree, but you come to a consensus. You don't come to a consensus necessarily. You come to a decision as a group, and that's very important. And what I found with the North Highland Lake Road project was one council member in 2015 at a meeting with DOT moved that road project up a list. I was on the council at the time. The rest of the council was never informed of that. So that when DOT came to us and said we are doing a road project, we thought there was something wrong with the road. We thought there was a problem with the road. We did not know it had been moved up a list by a fellow council member. So that's very concerning. We also have had cases where a few council members have met with DOT to talk about what the road will look like without notifying all of the other council members ahead of time so that they could be given direction or given more information. And that's also concerning. So it's a case of just being more open among the council members themselves as well as with the community.
Okay. And specifically, how would you change that? Help me understand what you would do on council to make sure that those things don't happen.
Oh, I think part of it is putting in place processes. And some of this, I think, really is perhaps growing pains. All of Henderson County is growing, and Flat Rock as well is feeling pressure from different outside agencies. So you put a process in place where any council member who meets with an outside agency or attends a meeting with outside agencies after that meeting writes a written report that he submits to the council so that all council members have a record. And we could certainly post those on the village website and make sure that the community knows that they can look at those notes as well. And part of that is just understanding that with all of our new technology that we have so many more new ways to get that information out, and it's taking advantage of that.
Let's talk about the park at Flat Rock. I know that that's a significant part of Flat Rock now, and we all thank you for that. That's for sure. What's your connection to the park?
I love the park. And I will tell you, my connection was we moved here in 2010. 2011, 8 years ago next month, I still remember, October 2011, I opened up the paper and saw the headlines, County to buy Highland Lake Golf Club for a soccer complex. Now, I live nearby, and I've also in the past lived near soccer complexes, and I know the noise, I know the traffic, and I know the potential for night lights because the county wanted to use it as a regional tournament center. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't seem to be the right thing for Flat Rock. So because of modern technology, I got online, created a website called the Friends of Highland Lake, emailed everyone I knew in the village, and we organized a group to oppose the county buying it for a soccer complex. I talked to the HOA president of Highland Golf Villas, which would be most affected. They are the closest. And we got a group together and also with some other nearby residential areas, and we were able to get the support from the council to deny the county the zoning change that they needed to make a soccer complex. So we stopped that, but the golf course was still for sale. So I was very supportive and very happy when the village looked into it and decided to purchase the property. I have been a major fundraiser for the park. I worked with my family, and we raised the funds for the Maybank Rett Nature Center, which is in the park, mm-hmm. which is wonderful. And I think the park is a real asset to Flat Rock. But the park is also something that I think needs some balance. A lot of our resources, financial and otherwise, have been going to the park, which was necessary the first couple of years. But now I think we need to take a look and see how to make the park sustainable so it's not as much of a drain on our general fund balance, and also bring some balance in terms of perspective and focus. Everything has been very geared towards the park, but there's more to Flat Rock than just the mm-hmm. park, as wonderful as it is. Mm-hmm. And I think it's time to kind of bring some balance back to how the council looks at the village.
The park is really involved with Highland Lake Road, and yes. I know that you're concerned about what happened there.
Right.
Tell me about how you feel about the Highland Lake Road project.
Well, the project itself, according to DOT, is not a necessary project. It is not a dangerous road. The project itself is not something that needs to be done. Unfortunately, it will take out a number of trees in the park, and especially at the end where Pinecrest Presbyterian Church is, all of their trees will need to come down. It significantly affects their ability to use their property for future use, as well as impacting their current building. It's taking private property for a non-essential use, which I find very concerning. It is something that if you talk to DOT and you ask DOT, is there any road in Henderson County that meets your current standards other than I-26, and I'm not even sure about that, they will say no, because we do have mountain roads, we do have roads that are not straight and wide and things like that. But North Highland Lake Road is not an unsafe road. The project that they're proposing does not add any more capacity to the road. That's one thing some people have said, we need to have more capacity, but they're not adding any lanes. They're not widening the lanes. They're not doing anything that would add capacity to the road itself. So it seems like an unnecessary project that started kind of with dubious beginnings, with one person promoting it and the rest of the council unaware of it. And we also, as a council, initially did not understand the DOT process and did not realize that we could have canceled it as soon as it was presented to us. So all of these factors, like I said, I think part of that are growing pains as a council. But we do need to have processes in place so something like this doesn't happen again. And taking the private property for a non-essential use, which impacts not just the part that's in Flat Rock, but also there are some little houses right across the railroad tracks that will lose their trees and have sidewalks in front of them. And it's just a very invasive. It also takes property out of the park, which I find concerning because the park is such a beautiful gateway into the village. To have the trees cut down and to have some of the park taken away from public use is concerning.
And please tell our listeners how they might be able to get in touch with you or take a look at your platform.
Sure. I have a website, AnnColettaVillageCouncil.com. I'm also on Facebook, Ann Coletta for Flat Rock Village Council. And I have an email address, AnnColettaVillageCouncil@gmail.com. Okay, so those are all ways to check out my platform. I have a FAQ page on my website, and I post fairly regularly on Facebook. So if anyone has any questions, they are welcome to reach out to me in all of those locations.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Ruth. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Meet the Candidates on WTZQ with host Ruth Burge. All candidates who have filed for the Henderson County municipal elections to be held on November the 5th have been contacted to participate. Equal time will be made available for all candidates.